Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we're off and running. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears here on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour here. And this is going to be a big morning here on WWGH Radio. Now, the first hour here, we're going to talk about a lot of things going on in the community and so on and so forth. And next hour, we have an exclusive, which is always a lot of fun. And I thank him for giving us this exclusive. I don't know how many of you read the Marion Star online yesterday, but a story appeared online. It will probably be in today's paper or tomorrow. I didn't get a chance to see today's paper. But the story is, the headline is, Marion Auditor's Office mistakenly paid $1.28 million to the wrong account. Now, there's a whole story here, and I don't necessarily want to read the whole story, but this is what has happened, and the mayor has not spoken about this, to my knowledge. So this morning, we will hear from the mayor live at 9:15 about this whole issue, and we thank him for doing that. So stay tuned at 9:15. Now, if any glitch happens between now and then, I will let you know, because as you know, glitches do happen on live radio. But as far as I know, at this point, the mayor will be on at 9:15 this morning. Now, beyond that, boy, it's a big night. It's become our, what would you say? It's our yearly tradition. Today is the grand opening of Stewart's Root Beer Stand, Marion's longest continually running restaurant, until somebody tells me otherwise. It will open this morning. And because of that, as we did last year and now has become tradition, we will do a broadcast from there tonight from 6:15 until 8 p.m. Of course, we will break at 7 o'clock, 7 to 7:15, but we will be on live from Stewart's from 6:15 to 8 p.m. Now, I'll be there. Angie Evers will be there. And Abby. You know, here's the thing. I'm going to look this up. But Abby has a new last name because she recently got married. Like the last 4 months, she got married. 4 or 5 months. So every time, I do know what her name was before, but I always mistakenly think of her name now. And but Abby will be there. And she was there last year, and she'll be there tonight for the two-hour broadcast. That'll be a lot of fun. Of course, Michelle will be there because Michelle owns the place. Now, will we get to talk to Michelle tonight? We really don't know. We hope so. But it is supposed to be nice weather today, so it could be very busy. Last year, it was very cold. And, you know, I really don't know how busy they were last year. I'm sure not as busy as they'll be this year because of the weather being much better. Now, beyond that, our big tradition, and she will be there. I talked to her last night and talked to her this morning. The 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be along with us tonight as well for that broadcast. And it's interesting because, and I think I'm right on this, Mary Ellen was sworn into office as Treasurer of the United States on March the 1st, 1994. So we hover right around her anniversary date. So just a few days past her anniversary of being sworn in as Treasurer of the United States by 2 days. So I think 27 years ago it's been now since that happened. 94, is that 27? I think so, 94 to 2001. So Mary Ellen Withrow will be along with us tonight as well for that broadcast. And it will be a lot of fun because we're going to check out our Coney dogs. That's what I'm going to get tonight. Because I don't believe I've ever had one there. And there has been this great discussion on the beans in the Coney dog. So tonight, I'm going to take a look at these beans. That's the real burning issue in Marion. We're going to look at these beans because I don't like beans in a Coney dog. So I'm going to have to get a beanless Coney dog and maybe some fries. Now, I don't know what Angie will get. I don't. Abby told me one time what she liked. I can't remember what it is, though. But she liked something particularly there, in particular there. And Mary Ellen last year, I don't know if she got a Coney dog or not. She either got a Coney dog or a chicken. I don't remember. But tonight, we will all be there from 6 to 8. And Nate Redman, whose show is on tonight from 4:10 to 5 p.m., Offbeat News and Trivia, will be running the board. So you will hear Nate's voice tonight from 6 to 8. And we certainly thank him for that. Now, also during this broadcast, and, you know, it's all kind of fly by the seat of your pants type of stuff. But here's what I think will happen tonight. Michelle said she had a plastic mug with the Stewart's logo on it. And obviously Mary Ellen Withrow has a famous signature. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. More money has been signed by Mary Ellen than anybody else ever. So I believe tonight, at some point during this broadcast, Mary Ellen, and maybe the rest of us there to commemorate the occasion, will sign this glass mug with a Sharpie marker. So tune in for that. And, of course, we'll have pictures that we'll put up on Facebook late tonight when we get back or early tomorrow. Hopefully we won't be in blankets tonight. I don't think we will be. Now, Michelle has assured me that there will be heat in there this year, that there really wasn't last year, and that maybe that area will be shut down, the dine-in section from 6 to 8, while we do the broadcast. That would be fun if that happens. If it can happen, the show will still go on. But regardless, that's the crowd tonight. Abby, Angie, Mary Ellen, Michelle, and myself. And I assure you, we will have a lot of fun. Okay, that's what's going on. Now, I have still said, and you know what? I know it's opening day, and I know it's going to be very busy over there today, but I still think they should name something after somebody. Now, I don't know what you would name after somebody, but I think this should happen tonight. And then from here on out, that item would be named after that person. So you never know. That might happen tonight. It might not. It's going to be a freewheeling broadcast, to be sure. But we're going to have a lot of trivia and a lot of facts about Stewart's while we're over there, and it'll be fun. So if you come out, we will see you there. That's how it'll go, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, what else is on the agenda this morning? Well, oh, you know what I was thinking recently? We have not heard from two of our regular callers in quite a while. I appreciate the regular callers who call in quite a bit. But we have not heard, and I don't know the names because we've never really met in person. But there was a lady who called in quite a bit, who is a gourmet cook. We have not heard from her in quite a while. I hope she's doing okay out there. And the gentleman who calls in, who lives with his wife, he's an older gentleman, I believe in his early 80s, he has told us, and we don't hear a whole lot from him. I hope they're doing well. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, is this the Scott Spear Show?
Yes.
Yes, I was just calling in. I am the one who made the cookies for his birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am, and I wanted to extend a dozen free cookies to a caller on the show if he had a contest or something for St. Patrick's Day or anything.
Well, you know what? We would be glad to do that. Those cookies were not only delicious, but how do you do the decorations on those?
I just kind of hand draw those on there with pipe icing on there. And it takes me several hours looking for ideas on what to do. I like look it on the internet. I check out pictures and just come up with a theme.
Well, I, you know, those were the
I was so impressed. You know, I have seen so many cookies, and when I looked at these, I mean, soundboards and levels of radios. They were the most, really, and I can say this without any joke, they were the most impressive cookies, decoration-wise, I have ever seen in my life, and I'm so glad you're here in Marion doing this.
Thank you. It's my third year. I started a business. I don't know if I can say the business name.
No, go ahead.
Chasing Perfection is the name of the business, and I've been doing weddings. I do weddings in Columbus. That's the furthest I've went. I have two coming up here in May, and it's not just cookies, but it's like an array of dessert tables when I go.
Oh, how great. So
from cake pops to pretzels wrapped with caramel, dipped in chocolate. You name it, I can make it.
You know, this is interesting because I've never had one, but I keep hearing about these things because of Starbucks. What is a cake pop?
It's just cake condensed, packed into a ball, and then just dipped in chocolate. They come in many different flavors. We typically just stick to vanilla and chocolate. We have done lemon and strawberry, but I prefer just to stick to the usual.
Yeah, very nice.
So, and it's tricky to get the ball to stay on the stick while you dip it in the chocolate. That's where the tricky part comes in.
I would think so. I mean, it looks very, very difficult. How did you get involved in this business?
Well, I was in 4-H as a child. I took cooking and baking in 4-H, and my mom used to make class treats for our parties at school when I was little, and that one of the proudest moments when I saw my mom coming across the gym floor for my class party, bringing these little treats that she made, and I became room mom for my kids, and now they're all growing, and my youngest is a junior. So they don't really need mom making treats for school. So I thought I could extend it to the community and do little kids' parties. And my fifth grade teacher, she had class prophecies for us before we graduated fifth grade. And mine was that I was going to be a card designer for Hallmark. So she got really close. She was close. I was going to work for Hallmark for happy make birthday special. So, and I've kept that paper. And so I always joke that she knew what I was going to do before I knew.
Mm. Well, we're certainly glad you're doing it because it's they're so great. So you want to give away, did you say a dozen cookies?
Like some St. Patrick's Day cookies or something. I don't know if you can do like... maybe the 19th caller or the 20th caller or the 17th caller for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Well, I tell you
whatever.
What. We will do
whatever
that.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you find appropriate, or draw a name or...
You know what, I tell you, before the end of the week, we will come up with some kind of a contest here, and I will send you over the name of the winner if that works.
That works.
Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for the offer. I appreciate that.
Yes, and I'm on Facebook, so if they just want to, if you want to get a hold of me that way, or I can give you my phone number off air, or however it works best for you.
Well, that work. You know what? Your phone number actually is it the one that came up on the caller ID?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I will have that number, and I will call you when we have our winner.
And I'm so glad that you enjoyed your cookies.
I really, it was a great birthday present. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, what a nice surprise that was. And that wasn't planned at all. Now, there were some great cookies. I'm telling you. I was super impressed. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you. I was worried.
Well, I tell you what. I have a new genre. I've been listening to Charlie Edward there, he's been on, you know, and, but anyway, I'm on there, and I'm the one that brought the virus up about getting the shot, you know what I'm saying, you told me to call back, and yeah, I will. Okay, Scott, I got my second shot yesterday. And you told me to call back and tell you about how it worked and blah, blah, blah. Me and my wife both, we're getting way up in the years. We're in the senior citizen shot deal. And no problem whatsoever.
Oh, good.
It's not any different than taking a flu shot or any other kind of shot. But I've heard a few people says you have some after effects with the slash shot. But so far, we're just fine. Other than the arm, naturally the arm will be a little bit sore. But no other pain or nothing else, you know, Bob. It's just, I mean, anybody's out there scared to take the shot, they're chicken. Because, you know, I don't think it could hurt. You hurt you. And hope to the good Lord, and it's helping a lot of people from getting that virus. Scott, it's still killing people. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that's scared of it, so far it hasn't bothered either one of us, and we're up in the years, up in getting cutting around 90 in there close. And so if you're an old timer and kind of scared of a shot or a virus or whatever that might be in that medication, if you're in fairly good health, I assume, because I haven't been to the doctor around how long, can't get in to see him, you know. But hey, if you're in pretty good shape, you ain't gonna have no problem whatsoever.
Well, I'm glad to hear this. Now, from my understanding, now, did they tell you this, that it takes about 8 weeks after the second shot to build up to full immunity, which I think is like 95 to 98%. Is that right?
Well, yeah, it takes a little while, yeah. You still should wear your mask and social distance and not gather in a big crowd until, you know, things cools down. The virus is still out there. You could probably still get it, but maybe it gives you peace of mind of being scared to death all the time. But, well, is this the virus? Is this that whatever it is? It gives you peace of mind about that, but don't let your guards down that you can't get it. You can, but this has got to help. You know, if you do get it, whatever. Instead of sitting around saying, well, am I going to get it? Can I do this? Can I do that? Go get the shot and ease your mind a little bit. And let's go on about our business, but still, beware. Take care of yourself and watch out for yourself and other people. And hopefully, that we'll get back to normal here one of these days. I am so tired of sitting in the house twiddling my thumbs. And if I do get out, I gotta, that's be normal to cover up. But you sit in the house so long, you just don't want to get out.
And the weather is really starting to turn nice.
Yeah, we gotta get out here and get, you know, hey, meet people and social distance, talk or whatever. And people just forgot about really sitting in the house. But one other thing, Scott, before I get through talking to you. I was a health first. It's a community general, or community hospital down around back where they give the shop. And somebody had to be there yesterday at lost a hearing aid, and I found it. Somebody was out there yesterday, and if you listen to us, it's lost a hearing aid. I turned it in to the first nurse that's inside the door there. So somebody hears this and lost a hearing aid, go out there, and they can probably get their hearing aid back.
You know, the only trouble with this is if they've lost their hearing aid, they might not be hearing this show.
Well, that's true. that's true. But somebody, a listener, you know.
Let him know.
Somebody else is listening, but you hear it, maybe he passing on to somebody. You know, you lose your hearing aid, them suckers cost a pretty penny.
Well, they do, and that's tough that one. You know, here's what I'm sure it happened by accident, but you know, a hearing aid sits in your ear. I don't know how you could not notice that it had fallen out, because wouldn't you immediately have trouble hearing?
Yeah. You know, Scott, my wife, she got the expensive hearing aid. And she wears glasses. And she wears them masked. And she loses hers just, I mean, it'll come out. Your glasses, you knock it out with your glasses, pull it out of the glass, you won't know. And especially your mask, it's got that, you know, around your ear. You can lose it real easy. And to me, if you can hear anything hardly at all, I recommend to forget about the hearing aid. Because she is, I mean, since she's had it, she just lost everything she had before. And if she ain't got the hearing aid, hey, she can't hear nothing.
It's tough. And you know, even to this day, I know that there are people who will not get a hearing aid. Now, they will get glasses, they will go to the doctor, they will take pills, they will do, they would get this vaccine. But there's something about a hearing aid they will not do.
Well, I can't say as I blame them. If you can hear some, to me, I recommend it. Forget about the hearing aid. Just keep on trying to understand what you little bit of hearing you've got. But now to hit him, history sure what little bit of hearing she had before she got the hearing aid. Now, if her battery runs down, I have a terrible time of talking to him. And you don't know where, when anybody's hard hearing, you don't know where they hear you or not. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny?
I can talk to the wife. And I don't know where she's hearing me. Understand what I'm saying?
She can hear you. She's hearing. She's got you. She's hearing every word you're saying this morning.
But she hears every word I'm saying, she says, but she don't ever answer me. The neighbors are listening to me sometimes. I'm like, who was that?
You know what's funny? Years ago, and I hope I get this story right, but Charlie Evers told me this story. He was hosting Tradio years ago when he was on WMRN, and he did not like hosting Tradio. Nobody did. I didn't. Jeff Ruth is the only person who ever liked it. So Charlie didn't like it. I didn't like it. Marianne Michaels didn't like it. Nobody liked it, but Charlie would do it every so often. So he was hosting Tradio. And somebody called in and wanted to, I think they said, sell their hearing aid. I don't think they lost them, but I think they said sell their hearing aid. And Charlie said, what'd you say? I didn't hear what you said. And that got a big laugh back. That was almost as big as the Shih Tzu dog laugh that went on years ago.
Hey, Scott, do they still have a swap shop?
Glenn, yeah, Glenn's on every Thursday from 12 to 1.
Oh, okay. I've been trying to call, I believe it was yesterday morning, Charlie was on. And I tried every way in the world to get to him. And for some reason, I could not get through to Charlie or Edward. I use a landform line. And I use a cell phone, and neither one. I could not get him.
Well, you know, those repeats we play of Charlie in the morning, those are repeat programs, so there's actually nobody here in the studio.
Yeah, but he would have, they would people, but was that repeat when people called in?
Yeah, those were repeat shows when people called in.
Okay, that was, I understand now then. Okay, there wasn't nobody there to answer then.
Yeah, that's what was going on.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's my news report if anybody gets it or whatever, but if reports of the virus shots, hey, it's out there. It's get it. Let's try to go on about our business and whatever.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, if I have a problem of any sort or whatever, I'll call back.
Thank you.
I could always talk to Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here every morning.
Yeah. Hey, take care and God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, there we go. I'm so glad we heard from one of our callers we had not heard from in a while, and apparently the second shot has now went through for he and his wife, and they are doing well. Now, he better be careful, though, because it may not be the virus that gets him. His wife can hear everything that he says. So, you got to be careful in those situations. And we want to thank our first caller this morning, who apparently... Now, these cookies are the most artistic cookies that I've ever seen, and I just saw them for the first time last week on my birthday, but we're going to give away a dozen of these things somehow between now and St. Paddy's Day. Now, St. Paddy's Day, I believe, is March the 17th. Now, we'll come up with some contest. It's not going to be just, you know, one trivia question and the winner gets it. We've got to do something special for these cookies, because when you see these cookies, you will really be blown away. I'm telling you, neighbors will come over and look at these cookies and say, oh my goodness, where did you get those cookies? So we will do that. We'll come up with some kind of contest for those cookies, hopefully within the next few days. But we thank I believe her name's Angie, for calling in this morning and offering to do that. That was totally unplanned. Kind of an unplanned morning here. But I don't know what happened to our other regular caller. I hope she's doing okay. The one who, again, I don't know the names, but she's our gourmet cook, as she had told us, that she does not like to eat things out of boxes, so on and so forth. And we heard from her quite a bit for a long time, and I don't know what happened to her. She was going to make me a pie at one point, and of course there's no rush on that, but I haven't heard from her. I don't know what happened to her. We hope she's doing okay. If anybody knows, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But other than that, I guess this is just our food morning. We'll be over at Stewart's Root Beer tonight, 6:15 to 8 o'clock. Angie Evers, Abby, Michelle, and Mary Ellen Withrow. So don't miss that for love nor money. We will enjoy that quite a bit tonight. And the mayor coming up next hour, we still believe, to talk about this money that I read the story, and it's difficult to get into. The mayor will explain it, I'm sure, better than I will. 1.2, this is what the headline in the Star reads: Marion Auditor's Office mistakenly paid $1.28 million to wrong account. That's the story. So we will see what the mayor has to say about all this. I don't know. It has something to do with the IRS, and something to do with, I want to make sure I get this right. Something to do with the IRS, and something to do with the state. And there was a mistake made there. And now this mistake could become a much bigger problem. We hope it's not for the taxpayers, but we don't know right now. The way you read this article, you really don't know. So hopefully the mayor can straighten us out on all this. Did anybody read this article online? I don't think it's been in the hard copy paper yet, unless it's in there this morning. Has anybody read this story? Or what are your thoughts on it? Do you understand it in any way? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody get it? Because it's a mess is what it sounds like, and it sounds like some people on city council, because apparently this came to light during Monday night's city council meeting, are blaming people. It seems as if the auditor Landon is putting the blame on the company that handles the city's money, and some of the city council people seem, if you read the article, to be putting the blame toward the auditor's office. So I don't know which, because I wasn't there, and I don't know. And I don't know how it'll all be sorted out, but we hope it'll be sorted out without any gigantic problems in the process. All right, any phone calls, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Apparently, our gourmet cook has flown the coop because she called in quite a bit, and then all of a sudden, we have not heard from her since. But we hope she appears again. So does anybody have any idea how we should do this dozen donuts? Dozen. Now, these are gourmet donuts. I'll say that. Gourmet decorations, for sure. Does anybody know, have an idea of how we should give away these cookies? Did I say donuts? I have donuts on the mind this morning. How we should give away these cookies, which, by the way, I got an omelet here this morning. It is Wednesday. A really good cheese and bacon omelet. It is delicious. And, of course, a large diet soda. And I thank the person who does that quite a bit, because Wednesdays are quickly becoming my favorite day because of things like this. So I appreciate that quite a bit, the large diet soda and the bacon and cheese omelet, which tastes very delicious. Also, don't forget today we've got Glenn Coble joining me from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we have Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today, 12:15 to 1 p.m. And at 4:10 to 5 p.m., we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman. And then from 6 to 8 tonight, it's all of us over live from Stewart's Root Beer, as today is their grand opening. Mary Ellen, Abby, Angie, and Michelle. So stay tuned for that. The big mug signing tonight. I don't know if that's ever happened in Marion. A mug signing. Now, they sign hot dogs in Toledo, and autographs are signed all over this country, but I don't know if there's ever been a mug signing. All right, anybody want to say anything in the last 14 minutes here of this hour before we bring in the mayor at 9:15 about this $1.28 million paid to the wrong account? Does anybody have any things they would like to add to that? Or how should we give away this dozen cookies, which now has been dropped in our lap, from a really good cookie maker here in town? I can vouch for that because I had some for my birthday last week, and they are good cookies, to be sure. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'd love to know what your take is on a lot of this. It's very interesting. And then we talked a little bit about the vaccinations and the coronavirus earlier. And that's a whole complicated kind of a thing. Because what am I hearing now? Texas is going to lift all sanctions. They're going to get rid of the mask mandate. They're going to let restaurants go back to full capacity. You know, didn't Texas have a big problem in the beginning of this? Am I remembering that wrong? Didn't they have a big issue in the beginning with people getting sick and hospitals about getting overrun, and they were quarantining people down there? Is it an economic problem that we're having? I don't know what's going on down there. Now, maybe enough people are being vaccinated. I don't know. I don't know how the vaccinations are being doled out in Texas. But it just seems like we're really, 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 really eager to get back to the way things were, and I don't know if we're too eager. It's my understanding that I think 14%, like 14.44% of people in Ohio have been vaccinated. That's not even a quarter of the people. So I really don't know how this is all going to shake out. Now, we certainly hope for the best. That's what we do. We hope for the best. But is that the way it'll turn out? I don't know. I think we all are just going to have the best intentions at this point. In Florida, which has never really, by my understanding, taken any precaution, just keeps on trucking along down there. I don't know what it is about Florida and Texas. I don't know what their beef is with this coronavirus, COVID, that they seem to be approaching it a different way. I don't know. Not sure why. One day it'll be over, and we'll go on, much like we do with everything else that goes on in this country. All right, is there anything else of great importance to talk about here this morning? Let's see. Did we get through everything? I'm pretty sure we did, that we needed to get through. You know, I was... speaking of the root beer stand, because, you know, I tell you, I do have a question. Somebody said there used to be a north and a south root beer stand. Now, obviously, we know where the north one is. It's still there. But where was the south root beer stand? And did it have a name? Was it owned locally? What is the story on the south root beer stand? I don't know. I had not heard that until recently. Now, I know we had the hot dog stand for quite a while, but I'd never heard of a South root beer stand. Now, I know we had a North and South drive-in, so we did have North and South things, but I never heard of a South root beer stand. Is anybody old enough to remember the South root beer stand? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember the South Root Beer Stand or where it was located? Obviously somewhere south of town. And you know, we did have a really good conversation last week. Maybe here we go. Maybe we'll find out where the South Root Beer Stand is. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that root beer stand was on Route 4 there before you get to Smelter Road. You know where the old IGA store used to be, where the plumbing place is at now?
Yeah, it used to be the batting cages, didn't
it?
Yeah.
It's right beside that.
Now, was it a Stewart's root beer, or was it just a root beer stand?
No, years ago it was a Stewart's root beer.
Oh, it was a Stewart's root beer. Now, do you know, I know this has been a long time ago, but do you know when the location on North Main Street was put up? I don't know if anybody really knows when it opened up.
No, it's been there ever since I can remember.
Yeah, I know that the chain, I believe, started in 1924 in Mansfield, but I don't know when the Marion came to be. It says they franchised, I think, in 31. So I don't know if it came before 31 or after 31, but I'm guessing it's in that time period, somewhere between 24 and maybe 35.
I'm 59, and both of them was there years ago when I can remember. Now, that one, the south one, it's been closed down, and then it's been opened up several times as things.
Now, is this where the ice cream stand was out there on Route 4? Because isn't there still a building out there that used to be an ice cream, like a, you could get ice cream and chicken sandwiches and all kinds of things?
Yeah, I think there might have been an ice cream place in that at one time. It's got a little back section, too, for an eat-in.
Hmm.
But, you know, you can, where the car hop stood, you know, right up front there, you know, you can actually, you know, see the counter there when you drive by.
Now, was the south version of Stewart's Root Beer, was it like the north version?
Yeah, painted up the same colors and everything. I don't know if they was owned by the same person.
Now, why do you think they ended up going under? Was there not enough business out there, you think?
Probably. Either that or the owner, you know, died or wanted to retire and nobody in his family wanted to take it over or something.
Well, it's just interesting to me because everything, it seems, on the south end of town is not, and that's a blanket statement to make. I mean, obviously, Kroger on the south end is doing good, and the Kroger and the gas station seem to be doing good. But other than that, it just doesn't seem like anything out on the south end anymore does very well for a long period of time. I don't even think there's a sit-down restaurant besides Sand Soda's out there on the south end of town anymore.
Yeah. That old Walston's car lot there on the corner of Ford and Smelter Road, it was Walston's for years, but since it's been Walston's, it's been several other things. You know, they open it up, and it's open for a while, and it's closed back down.
it's interesting. So there was one. It was out by where the plumbing place is now, the old IGA, the batting cages. It was right out there, and it was a Stewart's root beer stand.
Yeah, it's in between that and the old racecraft, where they sell those aftermarket auto parts and stuff.
Are you excited about the grand opening of Stewart's today, the season opening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt if I'll be there, but probably too busy for me.
Well, you know, I'm guessing it'll be very busy today because the way the weather plays out, it seems as if it's going to be busy. And I was actually talking with somebody last night about it opening today. And they're from I guess they used to live in Bucyrus, but they've moved to Marion recently. And they said they thought they were going to go over there today for lunch. So hopefully everything is just hopping all day long over there.
I wonder if Bucyrus had any Stewart's root beer stands years ago.
You know, I don't know. I know, obviously, Mansfield had one, and we had one, and I know there were some others, but I don't know at their height how many of them there were, and I don't really know how many of them there are left. I think there's just a handful left at this point.
It's strange how some businesses like that were so successful in their day. And, you know, any more places like that, you know, struggle, you know, to survive.
They do. I'm not sure what really happens. I don't know.
North and South drive-ins, you know, I remember when both of those was open.
You know, I think
to me, I don't understand why people don't go to that. You know, being able to watch, you know, a movie in your car, especially cars are, you know, better than they ever have been.
Well, my family was in the drive-in business for quite a while, and they always told me that what happened was, because they owned them into the 1970s, and they said when people started to get VCRs and when people started to be able to watch things at home, like on HBO, that's what they did. Because it didn't cost as much, they didn't have to leave their house to do it, and they could do it on their own time. You know, if you rented a movie, you could watch it whenever you wanted, but if you go to the drive-in, you had to be there at a certain time. And I think by that point, you know, it's funny, there's a great circle with these things. Now, we think of drive-ins as being very nostalgic now because there aren't that many of them. But in their day, that's what you had to do. It was either that or a movie theater.
Yeah, so, it was all over.
Right, so it wasn't nostalgic to those people. So when the VCRs came in, hey, that was a new thing. They didn't have to go to these places they'd been going to for 30, 40, 50 years. They could try this new thing. It's kind of like the phone company, you know? Everybody had a landline phone in their house. Everybody.
I would rather go to a drive-in to see a movie rather than a cinema.
Right, and I think we get nostalgic for that stuff. Like, I think we're nostalgic in a way for landline telephones and answering machines because everybody's so connected now all the time. I mean, I have known people who started jobs, and one of the things they say is give me your mobile number. You know, it used to be harder for your boss to reach you than to just send a text message.
I still have a landline. But, yeah. You know, a landline costs you more than if you have a cell phone.
Yeah.
You can get data and everything on your cell phone cheaper than you can have your landline.
Well, the best thing I can equate to that is videotape, because I remember when videotape was at its height, you could get 10 blank videotapes for $10. And then the DVD player came in, and Netflix came in, and as they all came in, people started doing that rather than having VCRs. And where you could get 10 blank videotapes for $10, now a blank videotape might cost you $4 for a package of one.
Yeah, if you can find it.
If you can find it. So I think that's what happens. The less that are manufactured, the more it's going to cost. And I think that's what's going on with landline phones now. So few people are using them that the cost is going up, and so many people are using the cell phones that they have to be competitive with other cell phone companies.
Well, back in the day, you know, when you went to a store and their music department, if you go to, you know, Walmart or something like that, the music department and stuff has totally changed. Well, you know, it's all designed on the cell phones and the computers and
You're right. Well, hey, I thank you for calling. We're coming up on a break. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Remember, if you ever get the busy signal, just means we're on the line talking with somebody else. So keep on calling back in. And as far as I understand it, we will be joined by the mayor of the city of Marion, who, to my knowledge at this point, has not spoken about this anywhere else. So we'll be glad to hear this morning live and as it happens. That's the great thing about radio. I don't know what will happen. What he will say, but we're very appreciative that he is coming on this morning to say it in regard to this Marion Star story right now, which the headline today is Marion Auditor's Office mistakenly paid $1.28 million to the wrong account. Don't forget, we'll be at Stewart's Root Beer tonight, 6:15 to 8 p.m. Back in about 15 minutes with the mayor.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Comedian Abe Vigoda.